This is the Talent, Sales, and Scale Show.
Of asking that is, what are the identifiers that it is time to switch up the message?
Yeah, I have a suspicion that we need to be doing it way more often than we think. And here's why. The world is changing rapidly. And I think, you know, I can look back over personally my three decades in the sales and marketing world and identify, maybe it's just getting older, but it seems like things are changing a lot quicker now than they were, say, 20 years ago. And what that means is, I think there's a lot of potential first mover advantage for sales and marketing teams that go out and really have their ear to the ground and can pivot their message quickly. Look, your product and service doesn't necessarily change. You're still selling the same product. You know, just like a tech company was selling a SaaS product before the pandemic, they were selling it during, and they were selling it, you know, now, air quotes, around after the pandemic. And the product was probably the same, but the outcomes their clients wanted, and therefore probably the features and different aspects of the product that the conversation ended up focusing around were different. So you go, okay, well, if I want to get competitive advantage and I want to get a first mover advantage, if you will, in the marketplace, the beautiful thing is you can always get a first mover advantage. You don't have to be a brand new company in a new space to get a first mover advantage. You can always get a first mover advantage when you identify a new outcome or a new nuance on an outcome that your clients or best clients want. And that's, you know, how often should you pivot the message? I would say as often as you can. And in the sense that right now, you know, you look and you go, okay, well, what's tomorrow's problem going to be? I have no idea, right? I love futurism and all that kind of stuff. I could maybe guess. But the problem that we're going to have, you know, 6 months or a year from now, you know, if I can be the one listening to my clients and understanding, just go back, you know, let's rewind a little bit and say, if you were on the front, let's say you're in an industry that was highly affected by the supply chain crisis, and quite frankly, who hasn't been? I mean, we've all been affected. If you were on the front edge of watching that unfold and you had your ear to the ground, and you're talking to your clients, wouldn't it have been beneficial? And that was the top of mind thing, right? It's what everyone wanted to talk about. Wouldn't it have been beneficial if you could have jumped on that faster? And I think the answer for most companies is, yeah, man, if we could have jumped on that faster, from a marketing message standpoint and from a sales conversation standpoint, we probably could have, you know, gotten more impact out of it. And from a more altruistic standpoint, we probably could have helped more people because we would have been able to get through to them because they're thinking, what are we going to do about the supply chain crisis?
Yeah. And then the other side of that is, I would think that we in sales, we in marketing need to watch what's going on in the marketplace, watch what trends are coming down the path, because you're going to be able to filter through, connect the dots much better than what others are. And that's where we're bringing those commercial insights. That's where we can set apart. Whenever we do reach out to somebody, whether through phone or email, it's having that commercial insight that's going to catch their attention, go, well, that's curious. In reality, and you said this a little bit earlier, there are a lot of times it's simply repackaging what it is that's going to be relevant to them right now. It's not wholesale changing your offering. You can't do that. It's simply, hey, look at it from this perspective, whereas last week it was from this perspective. So just switching that up slightly is, I think, what would be required, right?
Yeah. And I think making this part of your culture, and I think, you know, sales, I've watched sales teams that have integrated, for example, they've realized, you know what, we need to do more cross-selling and we need better relationships with our clients. So one of the simple tactics they integrate is a quarterly business review. And, you know, so they go in and done correctly. And by correctly, I mean, talking about their business and not just yourself, those become really good, consistent touch points with current clients to have your ears to the ground. And I think for organizations, when there's quarterly business reviews, I think it's a great idea for marketing to come along with some of those, or with permission, listen to some of those recordings, because that's where you get the gold nuggets and the signals on this. And, you know, we live in a world where it's really easy for sales and marketing and everybody to kind of wring their hands and go, change is so frustrating, you know, and all that stuff. But if we can start to see that change as an opportunity to jump on understanding what the implications of that change are going to be, offering commercial insight and connecting that back to our products and services in support of helping our clients achieve their outcomes, we have all this change gives us repeated continual outcomes for first mover advantage and developing a competitive strategic advantage in the marketplace on a regular basis. So I say, keep the change coming, right? Because most companies are going to remain flat footed in terms of, we're just sticking with our old message, or we're using our marketing mush of adjectives around productivity, efficiency, and blah, blah, blah. Or we're just simply talking about our product. And the ones that can jump on the opportunity to talk about the current outcomes in the language of their clients are going to be the ones that really drive success moving forward, I believe.